Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what is going on this week in business and life and marketing. And then we still have our other short episode, our Ask Us Anything, later in the week, and then our Big Tips episode at the end of the week. So what is going on this week? Well, it's really not even about this week. It's what's going to happen next week. Now, I'll never talk politics or about the election on this show because who cares what I think? But next week is the Democratic National Convention. And you might be saying, who cares about that? Well, the reason it matters is that overall email engagement suffered during the Republican National Convention that happened like a month ago or so. So World Data Research shared some data that I thought was really interesting, that during the final 2 days of the Republican National Convention, consumer email open rates were down 7% and business-to-business email open rates were down 9%. And that these emails had nothing to do with the election or politics or anything like that. The reason the numbers came down was that people get sick of social media. They get sick of going in their inboxes. All they see is all this politics and all this stuff that's annoying. So people start to tune it out. So if you haven't factored into your marketing that you might see lower performance next week, I think it's something that you should be looking at. So another thing that was super interesting was that Instagram changed how it's providing its engagement metrics. So Syracuse University professor Nick Cicero shared this. Instagram is getting rid of the impressions metric and the plays metric and replacing them with the view for all content types. That's reels, photos, carousels, stories. But the thing that's really interesting is that this isn't going to be a 3-second view that counts. It's actually going to only be a 1-second view that counts. And then he went further and detailed what all the different platforms count as engagement. So when you see somebody that has viewed a video of yours, maybe it's on LinkedIn, maybe it's on Facebook, maybe it's on Instagram, what does a view actually mean? What is behind that metric? Well, on Instagram, for all content, a view is 1 second. Somebody has viewed it for 1 second. On Twitter, all content, a view is based on somebody seeing it for 1 second. On Facebook, for non-reels, it's 3 seconds. On LinkedIn, for video content, it is 3 seconds. So if you see somebody viewing, you see all these views on your LinkedIn post that you did, and it's a video, it's 3 seconds. On YouTube, it's 30 seconds. We could all make an argument that really is 1 second or 3 second. Is that really engagement? Is that really a view? That's why it's important for us to all understand and get a handle on what is it that it really all means. Okay, so what else is going on this week that's interesting? Well, let's talk about some nonsense. You know, I always like to talk about nonsense. Well, the two big things that are coming out this week in pop culture, Emily in Paris, season 4, premieres Thursday, August 15th on Netflix. I have watched all seasons of Emily in Paris. Don't at me. Don't judge me. I don't care. Great show. If you haven't watched it, you should try it. And there's a very much like a Sex and the City vibe on Emily in Paris, if you haven't seen it. And there's a really good reason for that. And that's because Darren Star, the guy who created Sex and the City, is also the guy behind Emily in Paris. So all you out there that have been waiting for Emily in Paris, that's coming out this week. And by the way, little known fact, the character Gabriel on the show, you may not know this, he's the chef. He was actually a chef in real life. Wow, you get some really important information on this podcast. The other thing coming out this week that I'm hyped for, that I'm going to be watching, is a show called Bad Monkey on Apple TV. Bad Monkey is with Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn is awesome, and he's going to be starring in this show, and he plays this like police detective, all this stuff. If you don't like Vince Vaughn, I don't know what's wrong with you. Let me tell you my favorite Vince Vaughn movies of all time. Old School, phenomenal. If you haven't seen Old School, you must go watch that now. Wedding Crashers, everybody's seen Wedding Crashers. One of the all-time greatest movies. Dodgeball, good movie. A little bit overrated, in my opinion. And then my favorite Vince Vaughn movie is Couples Retreat. That's a funny movie. So if you ever watch Couples Retreat, anyway, did you know you're going to get all this Vince Vaughn information today? No, you didn't. And anyway, thanks for being here. Leave this thing a review. You're going to ignore it when I say that, but I would appreciate it. That would be awesome. And check out our Ask Us Anything later in the week and our Big Tips episode. And hope you have a great week. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.